Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the latest on the farmer protests. They continue to intensify. One round of talks between the government and farmers did take place today. It ended, no breakthrough, far from it. The government wants the farmers to establish a panel which will negotiate with them. The farmers say nothing doing. That's our big focus tonight. But first, the big points of what's happened. The farmer government stalemate, that continues. They did meet the agriculture minister today in Delhi. Amit Shah, the home minister, was expected to be there, as was Rajnath Singh, the defense minister. But they weren't there for the talks today. The government proposed a panel. The farmers rejected this. The government proposed this panel to discuss the farm laws. They say they want to talk to representatives of the farmers and also have experts and farmer involved in this. Farmers' unions have rejected this plan and they say that the government must repeal the new farm laws. That is their negotiating position. We will not back down on our demands, is what they say.
Bartha kafi theek rahi aur ek dusre ke prati kafi samajh bani hai aur hum sab logon ne ye tay kiya hai ki ab parson warta ka chautha charan shuru hoga. देखिए सामान्य तौर पर हम सब लोग चाहते थे कि एक छोटा ग्रुप बने, लेकिन सभी यूनियंस का कहना यह था कि सब लोग एक साथ मिलकर बात करेंगे, तो सरकार को सबसे मिलकर बात करने में भी कोई आपत्ति नहीं।
क्या लगता है कि सरकार ये प्रदर्शन को समाप्त करा लेगी, किसानों को खुश कर लेगी?
स्वाभाविक रूप से हम तो किसान भाइयों को आग्रह करते ही है कि वो आंदोलन स्थगित करें और वार्ता के लिए आए, लेकिन ये फैसला करना किसान यूनियन पर और किसानों पर निर्भर है।
कुछ नहीं निकला मीटिंग में, तीन घंटे बात का जवाब यही से सरकार पासों बहुत ही बात जी की है, खेतीबाड़ी मंत्री ने की है कि यह पहला अपना हल बनता, छोटी कमेटी बनाओ, आंदोलन वापस ले लो, जिदा मतलब है कि सरकार मसला हल करना नहीं चाहती, सिर्फ चर्चा करना चाहती है, चर्चा इस करने करना चाहती है। सरकार इस गल का शक है, वहम है कि जेडे लोग आए बहुता समय ठंड च बैठ नहीं सकनगे। असी समझे कि सरकार का भुलेख है, जिहड़ी सरकार नूं लगदा सी कि हरियाणे चो रोक लो, हरियाणे तो कहां ना आउण दिओ, इन्हां दे एडे वड्डे रोकां खड़ियां करियां होईयां सी, सत सत फुट अठ अठ फुट मिट्टी चढ़ाई हुई सी, उहदे विच पोर सी, वड्डे वड्डे पत्थर सी, कि लोकां ने उह चुंडियां नाल जकड़ना होवे पासे करके इत्थे पहुंचे है। आपका आंदोलन लगातार जसां तमां जारी रहेगा।
Well, joining us now, Deepinder Hooda, Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress. Sir, thank you very much, Mr. Hooda, for being with us. Firstly, what is the way out over here? The farmers say that they don't want to be part of the panel. The government would say they need to know who they are talking to. Therefore, this needs to be a restricted group of farmers. What's the way forward in terms of this immediate impasse?
Vishnu, without directly going into the merits of these bills and what the farmers want, which is totally justified, you know, what government proposed today, setting up a committee which would include farmer representatives, some agriculture experts on agriculture and government officials. You know what this process is? This is the process of making legislations in parliament, which the government has completely subverted. Any bill in parliament is supposed to be sent to a standing committee. I've been a long-standing member of the Agriculture Standing Committee, and it's as per tradition of the Agriculture Standing Committee, all the farmer unions are called for any agriculture-related bill to give their opinions. And they are heard, agricultural experts are heard, and then the bill is fine-tuned. And usually in agriculture matters, it is a consensus-based approach which has been followed. So for a government which says that it has brought in the greatest reforms in agriculture, why those reforms were brought in as a matter of passing an ordinance during the COVID? Who asked for these wide-speaking reforms?
I understand what you're saying, that this was pushed through the legislation has been the opposition's argument. But my question is simple. What is the way forward if there is no panel?
Now, the demand is very simple. And the demand is this. You know, the government has paved way for increased private purchases, private players into the agriculture sector, etc., etc. But it has done that without a promise of MSP, without a legal promise of MSP. Prime Minister and the Chief Minister of the concerned states, where there was most procurement from, such as Haryana, have been verbally promising that MSP won't go away.
So you want that written, you want that incorporated in the law, right? But my question is this. I understand that point, and that's probably the central point over here. For farmers in Haryana and Punjab, the MSP system has worked very well. But the point is this. The government says, and this is statistically correct, that MSP has actually been going up now since they came to power for the last many years. I think 5 or 6 essential food items, the prices have gone up. I don't think there's any dispute on the fact that the MSP has gone up. They are now releasing this to say that, look, this is the MSP. It has gone up substantially, and it's not going to go away, right? So why should this reassurance not stand?
Now, there are two things. First, about going up. MSP has gone up, but has gone up at significantly lower pace than what MSP was going up earlier. For example, in case of paddy, MSP per annum average increase was 13% during the 10 years of UPA to 5.5% now. Wheat, it was 12% compared to 5.4% per annum increase in MSP for the last 7 years. And pulses, it was 22% per annum average increase during the 10 years of UPA compared to 5%. Now, but more importantly, now let me come to the main point. See, MSP may be going up, and here's what is the heart of the contention. You should realize this. Yes. When they say MSP is going to stay, we appreciate MSP is going to stay. Question is, will the government agencies, the procurement agencies such as FCI, purchase at MSP? Government is reducing the budget of food. Government is reducing the support budget for FCI. Government this year itself, government has reduced it from 1.51 lakh crores to 78,000 crores, which means in 1 year, they've almost halved the budget of FCI. The government purchases. The MSP assured purchases are going to go down. They will announce MSP. Already there are 22 crops on which MSP is announced, but only a very few crops where actually the government actually purchases. So if you announce a MSP, and don't purchase on that MSP or purchase very little on an MSP, and then private players come in and purchase at a price.
Okay, so that's the other point about private players. But Mr. Huda, this is another point that comes up. Is it also not true that the MSP system has worked disproportionately well in Haryana and in Punjab? Since the Green Revolution, a system has been established where very efficiently farmers are able to access the MSP. Whereas in other parts of the country, for example, eastern parts of the country, the MSP system is something that exists on a piece of paper. Farmers do not realize that system. Therefore, my question is this. Do the farmers protesting in Delhi genuinely speak for farmers across India?
So now here's the thing. Now, I agree. There are a lot of states... Some of the states where even APMC Act doesn't exist, such as Bihar and Kerala.
Correct.
And in some of the other states, eastern states, the government procurement agencies don't have the robust mechanism, the mandi mechanism and the APMC mechanism to purchase at MSP level. I agree with that. But, you know, now I'll tell you the genesis of these reforms. If you looked at the Shanta Kumar Committee recommendation, on which these all, legislations are now eventually coming out from. Now, they want to bring in American-style market reforms, open market. All these are good terms and good to just talk about. But, you know, what that principle is based out in America. If you look at how in agriculture, that the open market, free market, big private players, and, you know, market-driven prices mechanism has led to a principle of get out or get big. Get big or get out. In America, the average farm size is now 450 acres.
Right. So you're mentioning over here it doesn't work where our farm sizes are minuscule on an average.
Now, I want to bring about Haryana and Punjab. Now, in Indian case, the average farm size is less than 2.5 acres. More than 50% of the population is dependent on agriculture. In India, so the Indian solution has to be unique. And in Indian case, what has to be successful is the MSP PDS regime, which was Haryana, Punjab.
Okay, Madhya Pradesh, all right, Mr. Huda. You know, you make some important points about why MSP.
To replicate this. No, no.
Right.
So, So government should be looking to replicate this across India, building these
All
mandis.
Right.
Even
okay.
in the,
so you
eastern
believe
part,
that MSP
and
needs to be
MSP
replicated across
there,
India
what
and not
in India,
potentially done away with? The
in
government
India.
Says that it needs to continue. I take your point and thank you so much for sharing those with us. I need to move across now to my other panelists who are with us. Rajat Sethi joins us, as does Kavita Kuruganti. She's a working group member of the All India Kisan Sanghash Coordination Committee. Maheshinder Grewal is spokesperson of the Shiromani Akali Dal, also joins us, as also Ashok Balian, the progressive farmer, the chairman of the Peasant Welfare Association of Muzaffar Nagar. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. Kavita Kuruganti, in a situation like this, with the government saying that, look, you have to have a panel, farmers saying that, look, there's no question of a panel, what is the way forward? Because at the end of the day, whether there is a panel or not a panel is not something which should stall the talks. Therefore, what is the way forward?
Well, you should understand that in the past, where farmer struggles were intense and the government said, okay, come for talks, and panels were formed. I incidentally was part of one such panel led by Dr. Ramesh Chen for MSP fixing formula in this country. The government allows the reports to collect dust. It does not implement the recommendations given. And very often the terms of reference are set by the government and they decide on the constitution of the committee. So I'm not audible, is it?
No, go ahead. You are perfectly audible.
Okay. So, it's perfectly understandable that the farmer unions who walked in were very skeptical about the government just glibly saying, let's form a panel, let's look at expert committees and five members and so on. To begin with, the government has to understand that it is dealing with a large coalition of farmer unions. So it can't begin saying, I will decide who will be part of these committees and what the number will be. That's point number one. Point number two, the terms of reference should be jointly evolved. None of this was placed as a solid proposal from the government on the table, even about the expert panel.
Okay.
And then the farmers were saying, we want the acts repealed completely. So what it requires is for the government to come up with a very concrete proposal about what is it that the government is offering. You know, is it really committing to repealing the acts if required after a committee runs its process? Is it going to look at MSP as a legal entitlement for all farmers in this country? Let the government say concretely what it is committing to, because there's a huge widening trust deficit.
Okay,
that's
all right. Let me get a response to that. Let me get a response. Ashok Balian is with us as well. Ashokji, the main point that's being mentioned over here by Kavita is that there is a trust deficit. Ek trust deficit hai, aur jab tak ye trust deficit ko fix nahi kiya jata, tab ye baatcheet jo hai, talks jo hai, ye bekar rahenge. To ye trust deficit ko kaise remove kar sakte?
Ji.
Kaise hata sakte isko?
Dekhiye. आज भी किसान ये महसूस कर रहा है कि जो कृषि में तीन बिलों के माध्यम से सुधार किए गए हैं, लेकिन इन सुधार के साथ किसान अपने आप को ये महसूस कर रहा है कि केंद्र सरकार ने जो तुम्हारी सबसे पुरानी एमएसपी की गारंटी की मांग थी उसको इन सुधारों के साथ लागू नहीं किया है। तो ये ट्रस्ट बनाने के लिए जो आज केंद्र सरकार ने दो चरणों में बातचीत की है, एक दोपहर के बाद में की है, एक शाम के वक्त की है, जो शायद अभी भी चल रही होगी, तो मैं समझता हूं कि एमएसपी को लेकर जो किसान का ट्रस्ट है, सरकार को उस पर कुछ न कुछ और ज्यादा कंक्रीट, केवल आश्वासन से किसान इसलिए नहीं मान रहा है कि जब आप सुधार के तीन बिल लेकर आए हैं तो जो सबसे पुरानी इनकी डिमांड थी, तो मैं समझता हूं कि उस पर सरकार को कमिटमेंट करना पड़ेगा और करना चाहिए भी, क्योंकि कोई भी फसल किसान की जिसकी खरीद सरकार करती है,
किस टाइप का कमिटमेंट? क्योंकि किसानों को कहना है कि जो लॉज, जो न्याय है, अब ये तीन जो बिल, जो लॉज बन चुके हैं, इनको सुधारना है, इनको बदलना है, और इनमें ये एमएसपी का गारंटी लिखना है, ये इट हैज टू बी इन राइटिंग।
यस, देखिए, किसान इन तीन बिलों से इतना ज्यादा नहीं था जितना वो चाहता था एमएसपी की गारंटी। देखिए, कॉन्ट्रैक्ट फार्मिंग का तो आप देखोगे, अगर तमिलनाडु में है लोकल स्टेट का कानून, पंजाब में है, उड़ीसा में है, यहाँ पहले से कानून है। तो अगर किसान कॉन्ट्रैक्ट फार्मिंग को लेके अगेंस्ट होता तो वो क्यों करता? असेंशियल कमोडिटी एक्ट में कोई ऐसी बात नहीं, सरकार जब चाहेगी तब उनको अंदर ले सकती है, जब चाहेगी उनको बाहर ले सकती है। किसान को मंडी के अलावा एक रास्ता मिल गया वो, लेकिन किसान का ये कहना है कि तब हम लोग इतने लंबे समय से एमएसपी पर गारंटी चाह रहे थे, सरकार को उन बिलों के साथ एक चौथे बिल की भी आवश्यकता नहीं के साथ।
ओके, लेट मी ब्रिंग इन रजत सेठी हु जॉइंस अस नाउ। रजत, यू नो वी बीन डिस्कसिंग दिस नाउ फॉर अबाउट द लास्ट 2 or 3 days। इट बॉइल्स डाउन टू एमएसपी एंड इट बॉइल्स डाउन टू दिस बीइंग द कोर इशू। व्हाई इज इट डिफिकल्ट फॉर द गवर्नमेंट टू इंक्लूड दिस और अमेंड द लॉज to include this when in fact you have stated that MSP will not be touched?
See, we have discussed this issue several times before as well, and let me reiterate what the government, official sources of the government, have been trying to explain. The first thing that they have been saying is that, see, so far MSP, since it remained an administrative exercise, it wasn't hardwired into any kind of a legal code or into a law. This allows the flexibility to the government of the day to increase the MSPs, to add new crops to the MSPs every single year and do the budget accordingly, which is being presented by the finance minister every single year. We also know that on an average, the amount of procurement that the government can successfully do, barring this year is a extraordinary case of COVID, the government budgets are low and everything, financially speaking, has gone haywire. So let us forget this year, but largely speaking, the budgets allocated for procurement of food grains on the MSP has risen consistently. If you go ahead and do it a complete 100% guarantee, perhaps at least 3 to 4 times more amount of budget should be allocated. And I believe that fiscally speaking, might not be prudent in from the government standpoint, and this is the reason hardwiring it becomes a little difficult. Okay. More so with the government agencies having practically learned that even if you put it into the law, it is only the states which have robust systems like Punjab or Haryana will continue
That's
to
true.
Get advantage
in fact,
of the
I wanted
system,
to ask Mahesh,
and it is going to
sure. In you raise an important point, Rajat, and I wanted to ask Mahesh Gujral about that. When we talk about the protests now and when we talk about MSP, that's something that has worked brilliantly for farmers in Punjab and in Haryana. The infrastructure exists, the mandi system exists, the system of middlemen has been refined perfectly, the farmers are happy, and the farmers who are largely participating in this are large farmers or medium farmers, which this system has benefited for several decades. But a lot of people would say that the system of MSP itself needs to be changed or needs to be overhauled. Number one, because it doesn't affect the entire country equally. And number two, the existing system of MSPs has resulted in states like Haryana and Punjab continuing to grow one set of crops. That has resulted in problems of overproduction. That has resulted in problems of so many other issues, of soil degradation, a lack of sustainability, and therefore the root cause is perhaps MSP. Now, I'm not saying that this law needs to be changed. I'm just suggesting that should we not look at the farmer issues in a holistic manner where an alteration of MSP is perhaps part of the issue? Mr. Gujral,
actually, please allow me.
I will. One second, problem. Kavita. I want to go to Mr. Grewal first. Yes.
Vishnuji, actually, the problem is not the MSP. See, the act brought by the government, it's a way to ultimately abolish the MSP. Simply, the reason is what when you are saying that MSP is being paid only in Punjab and Haryana, actually it was being paid only in the erstwhile Punjab before 1966. The Haryana was also a part of Punjab. Yes. Because at time, India was a deficit country in food. And Punjab farmers took the nation's responsibility and produced the grains and made India self-sufficient. Now the question at issue is, the act smells that by bringing the private players into the market, and government will ultimately try to first reduce the volume of the produce in the shape of wheat and rice, reduce the purchase of these things, and then ultimately finally come down to it. Now, present problem is MSP is declared on 23 items in Punjab.
Yes.
See, But none than the wheat and the rice, no other item is being purchased at the MSP. Now, how government has to assure, not assure, but make it practical that the MSP announced by the government should be paid to the farmers. Now, question is, if the private player comes, even if you make it law, they will say, we will not purchase, it doesn't suit us. Then where the farmer will go? The major issue is, the major cause of worry for farmer is that they are smelling that in days to come, now the government has a surplus wheat and rice. They just want to withdraw this incentive given to the erstwhile Punjab when
precisely
the country was it.
That is the key concern. Kavita, you had a point on this, and the other issue is the big fear of agribusinesses coming in. What exactly is the fear for small and medium farmers?
Can I first talk about the MSP?
Yeah, one second, sir. Kavita wants to come in. Yes.
I want to talk about the MSP proposal that's being offered by the farmer unions. They are talking about all commodities having an MSP announced, and that it becomes an entitlement for all farmers with their market interfaces, and that it becomes an obligation on the government to provide that MSP. It does not mean that the government will be the market player procuring everything that every last farmer produces.
No.
It essentially means the basket of measures. And if MSP is promised on all commodities, farmers will actually diversify from wheat and rice. Today, the fact that the procurement regime is incentivizing only 2-3 crops is problematic.
Yes.
If you promise that you will create a price and procurement price regime that is legally guaranteed, part of fulfilling the obligation is expanded procurement. But other parts of it is very smart market intervention without necessarily procuring it in large quantities. Part of the solution is that the floor price in any auctioning, any trader or farmer interface should begin. Look, in every auction, the person who's selling something has the right to reserve that they will begin the price at a floor price. And the auctions begin above that. Farmers should have the same option in every
trade. No, but Kavita, the key point you're saying is that the MSP system has to be expanded to different food items, right? Different crops, right? To ensure that diversification happens and farmers are protected. That's the bottom line, right? So, Rajat, that, in fact, is my next question.
And,
it's, again, going beyond Punjab
and
Haryana and a possible requirement for expansion there is making NSP work in states where it doesn't work. Is that not what the government should do rather than, talk about other issues and perhaps not talk enough about what is there and what works, which is the MSP? I just wanted to go back to Rajat. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, to this point, Vishnu, let me bring a small anecdote. I saw the tweet of Mr. Sitaram Yechury, and he tweeted that, see, we have been talking about MSPs and MSPs should be brought in. And he was pretty, positive about the MSPs being included into law, etc. But I'll give you the track record of one state which the communists have been ruling for the past 30, 35 years, at least till 2018. That was Tripura. Tripura is one state. For all those donkey years of 30 long years, they never implemented even basic MSP for rice and wheat procurement. Now, these political party spokespersons and leaders, when they come out and start talking about as if they are the biggest champions of farmers, they basically are just peddling their electoral politics ahead because they just believe that this is an easy way to piggyback upon the farmers and their concerns, however genuine they might be, just for their limited political gain. And this is what is very sad. And I believe that if all these political stakeholders are removed from the scene and farmers are brought to the discussion table along with the government, and the government can get another opportunity or a series of opportunities before which they can at least place before them what exactly do you want and what are your key concerns. For instance, the Bharat Kisan Union, the BKU, I was just going through another tweet around what Bharat Kisan Union has been talking about, and they've been saying that they strictly oppose the farm bills. But in 2019, one of their charters, which they call the Farmers' Charter, Point number three on that farmers' charter clearly, farmers' manifesto clearly read that we need to enable trade and commerce by abolishing laws such as the APMC and the Essential Commodities Acts. Now, it is these same organizations
who are protesting
which
today.
Are at the helm of the protest today. And in just in 2019, they had a completely different stand.
Okay.
So my point is that
in fact, that's
who
a point
is
that's been mentioned
them?
About the Congress party as well, where in the past in election
No, it's not just Congress party,
that,
even certain organizations.
Right, I understand the point you're making, but the point I'm trying to say is that this is a point that's been mentioned even with parties like the Congress, which have written in the past in election manifestos of the limitations of MSP and the need to
and
move
And this
beyond
is not
that.
Even a political party. This is the
right.
Bharat Kisan Union.
Point taken. Point taken. You are raising a point about... unions and agricultural at farmers unions as well. I'd like to wrap this up at this stage. I'd like to thank you very much for joining us. The bottom line as far as today is concerned, will the farmers and the government come on a table and talk? Today they were talking about how they will talk. They've not really done that so far. We'll take a short break. More coming.